Hello and welcome to your Divine Uniqueness show. If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com. Your YOUR divine DIVINE uniqueness UNIQUENESS.com. Hello everyone. This is Monsef Afker and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. So I'm happy to connect with you here. So thank you for your presence. And thank you for those of you who will listen to the replay. And also very excited that Diana Hansen is with us on the show. I was very excited when she accepted the invitation because the work that she's been doing and the support that she's bringing to other people, it's really, really amazing. And it really creates like so many amazing results for people for their health and so many amazing shifts that they can experience. And I'm very happy that she will be sharing about that here on the show. So all of you can learn about that. And Diana is the founder of Fluid Isometrics and Block Therapy. And she was she's an athletic therapist. And she will be sharing a little bit later about her journey and story because it's also very inspiring. And I think it will resonate with many of you here on the show. And so she will be sharing about that. And also we'll be talking about fascia decompression, the missing link in self-care. And also she will give us more details about block therapy and the benefits and how it can really shift like your health and shift your body. So very excited about that. And also towards the second part of the call, we will have a Q&A where you can ask your questions. So for that, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. And also, Diana has a free gift for us, really amazing free gift. She will be talking about it a little bit later, so stay tuned for that. And that's Diana. Welcome to the show. We're happy to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here sharing with your community.
Wonderful. And so let's start with your story, your journey, because it was a big shift, and I would love if you can share that with our audience.
Absolutely. It was an amazing shift, actually. So this was 21 years ago that this event, I will call it, happened to me. Up until that moment, I'd certified as an athletic therapist in university, which really, you know, teaches you about health and fitness. And I personally was struggling, even though I was applying what I had learned in my teachings to my body. And the more that I did what I was taught to do, the worse my body became. I was 50 pounds overweight. I was struggling with anxiety, depression, constipation, chronic pain. I mean, pretty much anything and everything. And it was really frustrating for me because I was doing the work. I was going to the gym. I was running. I was aware of what I was putting into my mouth. And the harder I worked, the worse I became. So I made some big decisions at the age of 30, changed my path. And as a result of that, I started having these significant anxiety attacks. And this is the really interesting part because it was really from this one moment in time that the seed of everything that came started from. So in the midst of this one anxiety attack, I literally thought I was going to die because I was frozen. I couldn't catch my breath. So in that moment, intuitively, I dove my hand into my abdomen. And that was the moment that was really shocking for me because, first of all, I never touched that area of my body. That was where I stored the majority of my weight. So I really hated that area. So now I'm penetrating my hand into my gut. And the first thing I encountered was pain. But the pain was calming in compared to the anxiety. And it took me out of that space of panic. So I came back to the ground and I was like, okay, I'm safe. I'm going to live another day. But what was also really intriguing, because I was a body worker at that time as an athletic therapist, we're trained in a number of modalities, massage technique being one of them. And that was really what I focused on with my patients. And I had a really good following of clients because I had strong hands. I knew how to locate scar tissue and work through it with my hands. So now here I am in my belly And I'm feeling all of this tissue that feels like scar tissue, but yet I hadn't had any injury or surgery in this area. So suddenly I had these aha moments, like no wonder when I'm coming home from a 5-mile run dripping wet with sweat, my belly still feels cold. And this was the area that I most wanted to make changes with. And the harder that I worked, including 400 sit-ups a day for a number of months, the bigger I became. So suddenly I'm thinking, well, this is why nothing's changing here. There's no blood flow that's getting into this tissue. So that first evening, I just intuitively explored in the tissue for about 30 to 45 minutes. And the first thing I noticed was just how calm I felt. Even into the next day when I woke up, I was a little tender from the work, as to be expected. But throughout the day, I was just really aware of my calm, of how calm I felt. And I was really excited to go home that evening and continue just with this intuitive exploration. So after the second time of doing this for, again, another 30 to 45 minutes, when I stood up, I felt different. I felt taller. And I went into the mirror and I looked at myself and I literally began to cry because my belly was flatter than it had looked in years. So now this became something that I started to do every day. I would come home from work after working on patients and then I would take my hands and I would start exploring in my own body. And after 2 weeks, my chronic low back pain had improved significantly. My mood in general was so much better. I was actually feeling hopeful as opposed to the anxious, depressed version of myself. And I started flipping my patients onto their backs. I actually had a really good client following because I did have strong hands. So they were all willing to allow me to do what I was doing on myself to them. And I was having amazing results from that. So that became the focus of my practice for a number of years. And I started attracting other therapists along the way because I was having such fast results with things that other people were struggling with. And what I've come to understand is one of the reasons is because we need to get to what's actually causing pain, and cause sites and pain sites are different. So as a therapist, you know, I was trained if somebody has an injured or sore shoulder, work on that area. But what I've come to understand through the process of this whole thing is that where the pain is and where the cause are lie at a very different place. So there was a whole lot of aha moments that came as a result of this. And that began the path of what is now block therapy.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing about that. And yes, so you founded the block therapy. So it's like you are using blocks in certain positions. It depends on what part of the body your clients want to heal. So what happens when you use that, and how the process works?
So it was really neat because for about 10 years, I focused on teaching therapists fluid isometrics. So block therapy is the self-care version of fluid isometrics. But I was really limited in that because I was only able to work on one person at a time. And I really had this passion to teach people how to self-care. I tried initially teaching people to use their hands on their own body, but there's a lot of limiting factors with that. One of the things is, first of all, I deal in the fascia system, and fascia connects us from head to toe. It connects every single cell, and it will grip and adhere to bone with a force of up to 2,000 pounds holding us out of alignment. So I've heard people, you know, say that you even, like when you start dissecting bodies, you even need a scalpel to try to break through or cut through this very significant scar tissue. So that's what we're dealing with. So trying to get your hands deeply enough to the root of the problem, which lie at the bone, is challenging. So it was about 10 or 11 years ago, and this was just a very organic process. I was working with a yoga teacher. She would come over to my place once a week, and I would do a restorative yoga class with her because I was working physically on patients with my hands, and then I would come home and I would work on my own body with my hands. So my hands were pretty tired from all of this work. So now I'm doing this restorative yoga class with her, and she has me in a side lying position, a twist over a bolster. And she cautions me as I'm getting into this, letting me know that this is a very, very deep twist going very deep in the body and to be careful. Now, for 10 years at this point, I'd already been diving my hands really deeply into my own body. So I hardly even felt this. And prior to this whole thing, I was actually training to become an Iyengar yoga instructor. So I had an Iyengar yoga wooden block, which is rectangular with sharp edges. And it was sitting near me. And I said, you know what? I want to lie on that. Like I'm wanting to feel this. And I couldn't feel it on the softer bolster. And she just looks at me with shock in her eyes, like, are you sure? And I said, yeah, let's just give it a try. And as soon as I put it on my ribs. I was blown away because now it felt so comfortable. And I was able to move my body into the wood in a similar way that I was having my hands move into my own body. So I thought, I don't need to keep working with my hands. I can use my body weight and gravity to work into this piece of wood. Now, the challenge was, because of the rectangular sharp edges, it was painful in certain ways that I was maneuvering it. So I wanted to create a tool that had nice corners to it so that we could dive deep in through the layers of fascia to get to the root, which is at the bone, which in itself was about a 2-year journey of getting the right tool and the size and the shape. And that's ultimately how block therapy began. It was very much an organic process of, you know, figuring out what to do to basically replicate what my hands were doing. And it was really neat too, because a lot of people along the way kept saying, you need to clone yourself to be able to, you know, be effective to more than just the one-on-one. And the block actually became the way to do that, because you can simply lie on it throughout the entire body as instructed. And we always, always start in the belly position. So we're literally lying on the tool right on the belly button to engage proper diaphragmatic breathing. And that's one of the main pillars of block therapy. There's actually three. The first one is creating space. So again, we're talking about the fascia system, and what happens over time under the force of gravity is we're constantly getting pulled down toward the earth. And we're not symmetrical, we're dominant on one side of the body. So we literally wind down, and we wind either to the left or to the right, and that's typically the way that we age. So we lose space as we get older. I think most people that are aging will agree that we get shorter and wider as we age. So we're basically losing that internal space. So by lying on the tool, we are melting through those adhesions that are holding ourselves out of alignment so that we can pull ourselves back up, which leads us to the second pillar, which is inflating that space. So oxygen, without oxygen, in 5 minutes, our brain dies. And all of our cells are like little mini brains. Each and every cell, first and foremost, requires oxygen to thrive. And we have this amazing mechanism, the diaphragm muscle, to pull oxygen into the body as well as to move waste out of the body. But because we haven't been taught proper conscious breathing and proper alignment lifelong, and because gravity is constantly pulling us down towards the earth, we've literally locked ourselves away from fully using this powerful muscle. And again, that 2,000 pound per square inch seal is really the problem. It's locking us away from being able to just simply exercise the muscle and have it working fully and optimally. So when we're doing block therapy, we always start in the core and the ribs so that we can release those adhesions, free up that muscle, and then start pumping more oxygen in through the blood. And it's all about oxygen absorption. It's at the base of the lungs where the majority of the oxygen receptor sites reside. Most people breathe through their upper chest muscles. And the reason for this is because pain, fear, and stress cause us to reactively hold the breath. So I'm 51 years old now. And at my generation, babies were born typically breathing diaphragmatically. And then over time, we lose the ability to breathe properly. Today, I'm actually seeing things different with the youth. They're in a different state of chaos, which we can talk about later. But at the end of the day, we lose our ability to fully oxygenate our body through pain, fear, and stress. And back in the day when pain, fear, and stress weren't 24/7, there were a lot of wonderful reasons to give us that fight or flight power in the face of danger. But now we're facing danger all the time. So we've become chronic chest breathers, and we are just literally not supporting proper oxygenation or waste removal of the body because of that. So that's the second pillar. So once we open up that space, we teach people how to breathe through the process. And so we can pump oxygen into this new found space. And it's kind of like blowing up a balloon. If you blow up a balloon fully, the balloon almost defies gravity because it's filled with air. Same as our cells. If we're breathing properly, the cells become light and buoyant. So gravity isn't such a factor pulling us down. As soon as that air starts coming out of the balloon, it becomes a rubbery piece of, you know, rubber that ultimately falls to the ground. And the cells are like that as well. If we're not breathing properly and fully all the time, the cells start to deflate. And that's why we start losing space in the body over time and we become shorter and wider. So doing block therapy creates the space and then inflates the space. And then the third pillar is owning that space through understanding proper foundation. So strengthening the body and using the body as it's designed to be driven are all parts of what makes block therapy a full system to truly support your fascia.
Well, that's really really powerful and really interesting, because you may mention it's that many of us, they think like just by working out we can solve the issue, and we see that like so many people, they don't see any results, and because they just touch the surface. And also I love when you talked about like breathing and like the issue that we are having because of that, and how block therapy can heal that. And so can block therapy be used in like any kind of like healing any parts of the body, or maybe just some specific parts?
We use it actually from head to toe. From literally the top of the head and the scalp all the way down to the bottom of the feet, and absolutely anything and everything in between, which is really the point of making the tool the shape that it is, so that we can get it into the armpits, deep into the belly, the side waist, into the mm-hmm. groin. We use it on the face, down into the hands, the feet, pretty much anything. There's adhesions everywhere throughout the whole body. So really the goal is to touch every single one of the trillions of cells that makes your body you. And there's mm-hmm. adhesions locking all of these cells out of alignment. Our body really has become colder in general than it should be. When we breathe diaphragmatically, it's like turning on the internal furnace. Breathing through the muscles mm-hmm. of the upper chest is like having a space heater. So most people are really colder in general in their physical body, which slows the flow of all fluids in the body. And it really comes down to flow. As long as cells are properly fed and clean, they're doing their job and they're not complaining. As soon as those cells are asked to do their job, but they don't have what they are requiring to do their job, that's when they'll send us a pain signal. So that's another thing about block therapy. It's really understanding the value of pain and not being afraid of pain, because really pain is simply like the baby crying. You wouldn't ignore the crying baby. You would listen and give that crying baby what you learned the baby needs. Same as ourselves, they're giving us signals. And if the signal was positive, we probably wouldn't change course. But if we're asking that cell to do its job, and we're not giving that cell enough food, enough rest, enough water, enough oxygen, pain is the signal. If we keep ignoring it, the signal's going to scream a little louder. And if we ignore it long enough, that cell is actually going to shut down. And it's not going to be there working on your behalf. So then we become heavy and sluggish, and we're carting around all of this tissue that is essentially not working for us, when if we know how to support our fascia system and breathe optimally, every single one of those cells is working to keep you healthy lifelong.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And I would love if you can maybe tell us some examples of clients who work with block therapy and maybe get some results, like some shifts in their body.
Yes, we have a community actually. And if anybody's on Facebook, please join Block Therapy Community. It's free to join. And we almost have 5,000 members in there now. And it is filled mm-hmm. with anyone and everyone. And that's the really nice thing about it, which was also the most challenging thing for me in the beginning, to really get this out to the world, because if anything works for everything, it's too good to be true. And when we're talking about the fascia system, again, it really all comes down to flow. So we have kids, we have women who have issues with aging, with chronic pain. We have men. I mean, again, it's basically anything and everything. What's great about block therapy is you can do it in bed. So we have a lot of people that might be starting with, say, fibromyalgia, for example, that can't get out of bed. You can do all the work in the bed. Mm-hmm. You can also do it on the floor, which is how we basically teach it. And you can ramp it up to be more of an exercise. But we have people with Parkinson's disease, scoliosis, issues with their size and shape, issues with chronic pain for decades, cellulite varicose veins. It really runs the gamut of everything from chronic pain, disease, I don't really like using the word vanity, because we all care about how we look. And I think vanity carries a bit of a negative connotation, but you know, how we look and how we feel, it's all represented in the health and the quality of how those cells are working inside your body, energy levels, sleep. We have We had one woman who got off her CPAP machine in 3 months. So that's the nice thing. And probably one of my most favorite stories of recent is a woman who I've been working with her 11-year-old, and it's only been 2 months. And at the age of 5, he had brain cancer and surgery and then chemo and radiation, and was left with impairment, both physically and mentally. And within 6 weeks, she posted in our group the amazing changes and how his brain is starting to change. So those are the really, really exciting things for me. And we're actually going to be launching our Block Therapy Academy for kids. Our goal is to launch October 15th. So that's the really nice thing. It's simple to do. Anybody can basically do it. There's really no contraindications. There's, of course, we have teachers all over the world. And if you have, you know, significant injury or disease or whatever it is, it's always best to work directly with one of our teachers so that you can have your hand held along the way in the beginning, which is also a really great basis of our community. People are asking questions all the time, and you have the community support. So it's not just me answering the questions. It's people that have also experienced their changes based on what they joined Block Therapy for and sharing their results. So there's so much support around this. And really, it's just lovely because it runs the gamut of everything from those that are extremely unwell to the elite athlete and anything and everything in between from an age perspective. And people will often ask, you know, am I too old to start? The book that we're sharing, I actually wrote about a woman who started at the age of 86, and her vision, her eye pressure went down significantly. Her body size started to change. Like, it doesn't matter the age, and it doesn't matter the condition that you're starting with. When you improve blood and oxygen flow to cells and cleaning out the body of toxins, your situation, no matter what you're beginning with, will only improve. And then from there, it's, you know, people are making this a lifestyle because, again, the results and the ease of doing it are there. So it's easy to stick with it. And again, you get to do it lying down. So it's a therapy exercise and meditation all built into one thing that you get to do basically lying down.
Right. Yeah, I really love that. That's like anyone, like from basic maybe issue to maybe more advanced, and also the age, it doesn't affect the result that we can get. And also, like, my question is there any factor that affects maybe the time, the healing time that one can experience?
Yeah, that's another thing that's really exciting is, you know, we have a starter program where we have everybody begin. And in the community group, almost daily, people are posting, oh, I'm on day 2 or day 3 of the starter program, and already I'm feeling such significant changes. So most people do feel that shift right away. And the reason is because the first class, again, we target the rib cage and the core. So we always want to start by engaging proper diaphragmatic breathing. And because of how we compress and collapse in our body over time, the rib cage becomes very heavy on top of the diaphragm. And then the ribs themselves will seal together and become this heavy shell as opposed to this free-flowing cage that has a lot of flexibility and fluidity, which is designed to support the most important organ in the body, the heart. So as it becomes heavy and dense, that actually puts weight onto the body. So as soon as you start, you immediately feel this lightness in your core. And right away, you feel that you can breathe more deeply. And when we do that, now we're absorbing more oxygen in the blood. And that is a game changer. So people do typically experience changes immediately, and then they continue. And that's what's so exciting for me. I'm 21 years into this process, and I have changed immensely. I'm not even the same person from pretty much every level from when I began to now. And I still have so much more work to do. And I love that because I know that there's never an end point to how much we can improve and transform in our lives. And the more space we put into our body, the more of ourselves we connect with and hear their intelligence. And that's a beautiful thing because we're all here with gifts to share. So if we can actually give ourselves the time and the space, we can bring those gifts forward, which I believe is part of what's so important for humanity, especially where we're at right now in the world. We need people bringing their God-given gifts out into the world for everyone to utilize.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Diana, for that. And also, what is the name of the community if our audience wants to join?
Block Therapy Community on Facebook.
Okay, nice. And yeah, also, everyone, Diana is offering us a free ebook that you can download on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Diana, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Diana, DEANNA. Or you can also either that link or another link, which is blocktherapy.com/newsletter. And so, Diana, would you like to share more about the ebook?
Yes, it's called Fascia Decompression, The Missing Link in Self-Care. And it's really my journey of how this all began, sharing quite a bit about my youth and the challenges that I had, and then the discovery of this, and then the applications. And each chapter also shares a testimonial. I wrote this when I turned, well, I wrote it a little before that, but I published this when I turned 50. I'm going to be 52 next month, so 2 years ago. So I had, I think, 14 testimonials, one testimonial per chapter, of people that were blocking anywhere from 3 months to a few years. And it was so heartwarming when I reached out to my community and asked for these testimonials, because to see these things written and to see the accumulation of the benefits from people that had been doing it already for a few years at that time was truly mind-blowing. And a lot of the people in my community are women older than 70. I would say that 50 to 75 were the people that were initially drawn and attracted to this practice. So there's a lot of people in that age range, and sharing the improvements of chronic pains over decades, varicose veins are gone, hair is getting fuller and more back to the color. People are noticing they're looking younger, energy levels, vision improvements, issues with trauma release, and feelings of calm and peace. Like, it ran the gamut when I was reading through these testimonials, and everybody, of course, comes with a specific intention. And then as they continue to do the work, all these other things happen. People that have had herniated discs and were immobilized and now, you know, getting back to playing golf, you know, like just all of these things. It was so heartwarming, because it's really about giving people the tool so that you learn how to be your own health advocate. Not that we don't need to seek out professionals from time to time, but I think often, because we don't know how to take care of ourselves properly, we rush out and we look outside of ourselves for the answers. And when we start to truly tap into what's going on inside ourselves, most often the answers are right there. And that's the beautiful thing. And if we do need that extra help, your body intuitively understands that as well. So this book is really the story of how it all came to be, and the amazing people that have come to the journey and are experiencing the results as well.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Diana, for offering that. And yeah, so everyone, I really recommend you to download the ebook. And again, you can get it in one of the links, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Diana, DEANNA, or blocktherapy.com/newsletter. And also you can click on the free gift button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page. And yeah, so we'll take questions from the audience in a little bit. So everyone, if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 to talk to Diana. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. And before that, Diana, you are also offering teacher training program and certification. So would you like to share about that if anyone from our audience is interested in that?
Oh, yes. Thank you. So we have Block Therapy University, and currently there's just over 200 people globally that have either gone through the process and are teaching in their community or are in the process. And it's really fun and amazing, the people that are drawn to teach and instruct this. So there's a couple of phases in the university. The first one is really to teach people how to teach the classes safely and effectively. And ultimately, you become a block therapy instructor through that process. And then the second part to become a block therapist is you working directly with me. So one of the things is really understanding the cause sites. So when I teach people how to assess, it's learning how to read the fascia properly so that we know what's causing what. So what I've come to understand, especially over the last 6 years, is how absolutely impactful the lower legs and the feet are in what's going on in the entire body, even migraines, shoulder pain, jaw pain, all of these things are really driven by the lower body because it comes back down to the fascia and how it grips and adheres to bone. So when I say it's a 2,000 pound per square inch force, it's actually a magnetic seal. And the further away from the engine, which is the diaphragm, the more frozen that fascia is onto the bone. So of course the calves and the feet are the furthest away from that engine, as are the forearms and the hands. And when we can look at the body and we can identify where those cause sites are and give people a very specific protocol to follow, they can get out of their pain and suffering very quickly. Because if you have a sore shoulder and you simply work on that shoulder and you don't change anything else, you might have temporary relief, but quite likely you haven't gotten to the root of the problem. First of all, the rib cage is the foundation of the shoulder joint itself, and that is all driven by what's going on in the calves and feet. So we do have to address the whole body, and that's why this is a full body program. So in that block therapist training, I teach you one-on-one how to observe and how to be very effective at targeting the cause sites and providing a specific application so people can get out of their suffering very effectively.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And so they can find about the university in on your website, blocktherapy.com, right?
Yes. We have a link right for the university under our under our store there.
Okay. Wonderful. So yeah, thank you so much, Diana. And yeah, again, everyone, if you have a question and you are on the webcast page, you can type it on the question box. And if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And let's see, we have Eva. She wrote, does block therapy help with arthritis in your neck?
Oh, yes. Hi, Eva. Thank you for asking that question. Yes, actually, we have so many people that have arthritis that have had such amazing results with this. And again, it's understanding what is causing what. So the diaphragm muscle is the foundation of the rib cage. So part of strengthening that diaphragm muscle gives the support of the rib cage so that it can be balanced and aligned. Because as I mentioned, the shoulders are the rib cage is the foundation for the shoulders. It's also the foundation for the head and the neck. We also teach people in our foundation building part about the tongue muscle. The tongue, in fact, is partly designed to support the weight of the head and to keep the cervical vertebrae in alignment, but people don't use the tongue properly for that purpose. So that's all part of the training, is getting back to allowing the body to migrate, the cells to migrate back to proper alignment, so that we put the space back, the space between the vertebrae, which will stop that wearing, and cartilage can actually rebuild. Once we take that space away and we get that blood and oxygen flow to that tissue, the body is amazing at regeneration. So it's all about making sure, though, that we can get that blood and oxygen to the area and take all of the inflammation and the negative stuff out of the way. So that's all part of the flow, and block therapy is very effective at doing that. And if you are on Facebook, please join that Facebook group if you'd like, and you can ask that question, and I think you're going to see many of our members responding from personal experience to that as well.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you, Diana, and thank you, Eva. And we have Cindy. Sharers, I have a tinnitus, which is not due to an ear issue. Could this method work for the ringing in the ears? Thank you, Diana and Moses.
Hi, Cindy. That's a great question. In fact, on Saturday, we're having one of our quarterly teacher training intensives that we do. And one of our teachers actually asked, can you do a class specifically for tinnitus? Now, I actually have a couple of classes in my membership that are specific for tinnitus, and people definitely have improvement in that. And again, it really all comes down to understanding scar tissue. Scar tissue, in my view, is really the source of all of our suffering, because whether it's scar tissue from injury or surgery, or simply from compression over time and the adhesions that develop between the layers of fascia, that is what's going to be blocking blood and oxygen flow to cells. So wherever those cells are, if they're in the ear canal, if they're in a muscle, a tendon, that's going to create a symptom. So the tinnitus is going to be coming from an imbalance in your fascia system. So absolutely, this is something that does help. And again, I think that question was asked fairly recently in our community group. So you can even go onto the search bar and type in that specific word, and you'll pull up past conversations, but you can also ask that question right out if you do happen to be on Facebook as well, and you can see what other members have to say about that.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Diana, and also thank you, Cindy, for your question. Let's see. We have Melissa on the phone. Hello?
Oh, hi, Mansaf. Thank you.
Hi, Melissa.
Yeah. Well, I do have a question. As I was listening, and I don't know, I have a question. Would this help with spinal stenosis or even cervical stenosis where there's a narrowing? You just mentioned trauma, so I'm wondering, you know, if that condition was originally caused by trauma, if it would help. But it's a do you know what it is, where there's a narrowing of the...
Absolutely, yes. Hi, Melissa. Nice to hear you. Yes, absolutely. And again, I'm going to continue to refer to that group because that is a very common thing that we see in block therapy. So that narrowing is largely going to be driven by the calves and the feet. So whether or not there's been a trauma, whether it's an emotional trauma or a physical trauma, all of that will cause the body to compress and to start getting pulled out of alignment. So as we age in that forward rotational direction, basically everything is getting pulled down and twisting. And that's what's creating the narrowing. And again, it can happen from a number of reasons, but the end result is that narrowing is being driven by the fascia not being properly aligned. So as we start to release the fascia, again, in our starter program, we always start core, then we go down into the legs and feet, and then up into the head, neck, and arms, and we cycle through the body this way. Once people have learned the basics of that, then we have specific programs to guide people. And really, it's starting at the base, at the feet and the calves, because until we release that, you could work for hours and hours and months and years on an area in the neck or the back to try to get the results. And again, you might get some temporary results as techniques will improve blood and oxygen flow temporarily. But as soon as you start walking, you're going to be pulled back into that negative fascia pattern that is in the calves and the feet. So it's so important that we look at the body as a whole and we address the foundational issues. And once we do that and the body starts releasing and lifting and getting filled with more oxygen, we start to migrate back to better alignment. So all of that narrowing that's getting drawn from other parts of the body, even the forearms and hands, as we coil and the rib cage collapses, the arms internally rotate, and that impacts what's going on in the neck as well. So all of the body gets addressed, and we do have the amazing results of people with that as well. So guaranteed, you ask that question in that community group, and you're going to have some people sharing their positive results with that as well.
Wow, that was very informative. I thank you, because you actually answered so many questions that have been going through my mind of different areas, and especially with feet and calves and the rest of the body. And I mean, I'm aware of fascia and the whole connective system, and I know that I've always gotten released when I've had some kind of, even like myofascial release or something, but it's so interesting what you just said, because it's gotten so much worse lately with walking and hiking that I so, you know, desire and love. And I thought, wow, what's happening? But you just explained all of that.
Oh, wow. I'm so happy. And I think, like, yeah. And especially if you're active that way, you know, it's interesting because we all think that exercise is a good thing. And it is a good thing, but when we're out of alignment, the more you exercise, the faster you wind down. And I actually will see people that are in the gym or people that are really, really physically active. They're the ones with the greater physical issues as we get older, because they're moving their body that much more and winding themselves up that much faster. And because we don't really know how to address those cause sites and pump that energy back into the foundation properly. And that's the nice thing about this work as well, because it's self-driven. I mean, all of our programs are driven, but once you're on the tool, we actually teach you to become pain seekers, because adhesions are where the pain is. So as you're going through that process, you find in your own body where those
those dense areas are where you feel really locked out of alignment and where that pain is, and you spend the time there. And this is a process of melting. We don't force the body ever. We persuade the body. So in each position, you're there for a minimum of 3 minutes, which is really lovely because there's no force. We don't injure from this process. We are very, in a sense, passive in the approach, but it goes so profoundly deep because of the combination of the diaphragmatic breathing, which is that internal heating, combined with the pressure over time approaching the fascia from the outer part of the body. So the two work together so powerfully to create that release of adhesion. And when you combine all three components with that understanding how to create proper foundation, it is really, really effective and profound at the efficiency at getting your body back to where it should be. And ultimately, each and every one of your cells has a proper alignment that we ultimately want it to be in. And that's the goal of this process, is to get all of our trillions of cells back into proper alignment so there's optimal space for proper feeding and cleaning.
Oh my gosh, this was just, I'm just, thank you. I mean, I could almost cry because I'm so amazed at the whole networking interface, the whole everything. Yeah. And I just want to thank you also, because in the second elaboration that you just spoke of, you just took me off a hook of, because I've been, you know, working out and working harder and thinking, you know, and biking more and doing all these things, and it's just getting worse. And I'm ending up, you know, at the chiropractor twice a week. It's like, that, you know, all the different things that I'm doing aren't helping, and it's getting worse. And I just realized with what you just shared that it's because I'm exercising and moving so much more, forcing myself, thinking that's going to help, when being, you know, when you're not in that alignment and you don't have, you know, the nerve feed and oxygen and all those things there, that it just compounds the issue. And had I not spoken to you, I wouldn't have been aware of that. And I'm so grateful. Thank you so very much.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm so glad you asked that question. I mean, I like you, I was the one forcing my body. I was, there were times when I was starving my body. I'm pretty excessive in pretty much anything and everything that I do, which I have learned has really been my downfall in the past, because I was trying so hard, and ultimately my body became so hard. And, you know, we don't want a hard body. We want a body that is soft and supple until we contract the muscle. So the whole concept of what a healthy body really is very different than what it should be, in my opinion. There's a very big difference between being fit and being healthy. We can be healthy and fit, but many people are fit and unhealthy. And that's really what the generic typical forms of exercise take us to be, is fit and unhealthy. And that's why, like, you can be a marathon runner and die at the age of 50, even though you can run 26 miles. Our bodies really aren't meant to do these things. And yet we push so hard. We have these goals and these expectations about what the body should do, where if we can just give ourselves a moment to rest, to breathe, to decompress, then we actually have the capacity to use our body in the ways that we want, in a joyful way, because it doesn't come with pain and fatigue and overexertion. It comes with joy and flow and ease. And that's really the goal, so that you can, you know, if you're a golfer, for example, you want to have no adhesions between the wrists, so you have full rotation, and then your drive can go that much farther. Or if you, it really comes down again to that oxygenation. If you're wanting to go for treks for miles and miles and miles, it really comes down to those cells being able to get that oxygen so that we don't deplete. And if you're breathing diaphragmatically consistently and constantly, then you don't deplete. So you have that endurance and you have all of those other things, but it also lets us know when we need to rest. And that's, I think, partly what many of us aren't doing, is giving ourselves that time and space to rest, because then we feel like we're being lazy and we've got these goals. And if we're not working hard enough, then we're not going to reach them. And it's like, we have to retrain our thinking a little bit.
Yeah, totally. That was, yeah, very well put. We do need to retrain our thinking. I agree with you 100%. That whole, that's so powerful. That's such good information. I don't want to keep talking, but, you know, I respond to so many things you've said, and I won't do that, but I do want to just thank you again, because it's just huge awareness, and and really powerful information that, you know, not just myself needs, but we all do, because again, like you just said, we all need to reframe, you know, our thinking about our bodies and that whole, you know, I love that, because that's, you know, the whole joy flow. I mean, that was the one thing I noticed. The very first thing was the lack of flexibility, because to me, that flow, like, I just love flexibility. I love to be able to be flexible and move and flow and, you know, express joy and all of that. And then when I, the first thing I noticed was the, you know, the lack of, you know, that constriction, the flexibility started to leave. And I was like, what's going on? And, you know, and I was really trying to be conscious of, because I got to a point where I was breathing, you know, the diaphragm breathing was just natural. It was just natural. And somehow, when you were talking, I thought, I think I got so used to it that I didn't pay attention. And now the dolphin's going to drown. It's what, you know?
Well, and also we can be conscious diaphragmatic breathers, but that doesn't mean that your entire plate of muscle is working for you. And that's where we need to really release those adhesions in the rib cage that are holding and locking the diaphragm from its full use. It's kind of like most of us have like a frozen shoulder, but we have a frozen diaphragm. And you can have a completely frozen shoulder, or you can have a limited range of motion in your shoulder. Everybody, including myself 21 years later, has limitation in the diaphragm's ability to effectively move up and down, because we are simply not perfectly aligned. And I don't know if any of us will ever be perfect in our alignment, and we don't have to be to experience the joys and the benefits of this, but getting on the right path allows you to feel the positive improvements on a daily basis. And that's all we really need, I think, to feel okay, right? Is we're on the right path. I think so many of us are on the wrong path, and we get frustrated because we're putting money and time and effort into things, and we're going in the wrong direction. Where as long as you know step by step that you're taking positive steps forward, that's very calming to the mind and to our soul. And we can just continue taking those steps. And then it takes away that need for us to be in a rush. I remember years ago when I was so completely unhealthy in my mindset, and I would want to lose weight to get into a dress for a wedding. You know, suddenly it would be a week before and I would decide to starve myself for a week to try to get into that dress. And it's like, well, that's not the right way to do it. Like, why didn't I find a way to always be in a state where that dress is going to fit and I'm going to be proud of my body? And what's really cool now, too, is I can fall off the wagon, so to speak, and be not as good with my own personal habits. And very quickly, when you breathe diaphragmatically and as fully as you can, very quickly your body resets back to normal. So I've also noticed that I can get out of my own negative situations very quickly, which is also a lovely thing, because it used to take me, well, I mean, it just was a mess before. So I'm just so glad that I have a path now that I trust. And that's the thing, I trust the path. And I trust myself to continue with the path, because why wouldn't I? I mean, it's simple, it's joyous to do, it feels good. Like there's really, I mean, we can have healing crises, believe me. As soon as we start putting energy into the body, we start disrupting that negative energy, and that's going to surface in some way, shape, or form at some point in time. And I've had many healing crises over the years, but they always result on the other side with a cleaner body, a body more full of space to absorb that oxygen and to feel the gifts and the benefits from the work that I've done.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome. And I love that you shared that. That was really good, you know, knowing that it works. And it's much simpler once you have the program down. And like you said, if you fall off the wagon, but it very quickly gets you back into balance again. That's very cool. That's cool. I was just thinking this would be wonderful if this whole information could be taught, you know, to young people, so that, because you're talking about we'll never get, you know, I mean, we may not. But the idea that came to me right then was like, you know, introducing, you know, youngsters to this whole, you know, so that they can start out on that right path. You know what I mean? Not end up like where it has to be, you know, like going back, You know, I don't know. I was just
thinking
about...
Oh, yeah, and I'm with you. And you know what? I'd love to actually chat with you further. If you want to email me, my personal email is deanna@fluidisometrics.com, and we can get on a call. Again, we're going to be launching our Block Therapy Academy for Kids October 15th. I do have kids classes in my membership already. I'm even teaching parents how to work with their babies to get them to start breathing diaphragmatically, because I'm seeing that they're not, and that's different this generation. I'd say the last 15, 20 years, I've really seen a difference in the kids today, and it's scary because they're already more dense and compressed than we are. And for probably 20 years, I've been believing and saying that, you know, the generation underneath us aren't going to live as long. And I've heard other people say that from a different perspective as well, and I completely believe it. But this is a solution. And I do have kids in my program, and the kids that I do have are amazing. So I'm so excited to launch this to the kids and to get it out there in a grand way, because this works, and it's simple, and it's, you don't have to put anything in your mouth. You know, like there's really just nothing negative about it. And for those that give themselves 15 to 20 minutes a day, the changes are truly astonishing. It's the daily habits that count, because that's how we teach our body to be habitually working better. Whether it's using moving in proper ways or breathing diaphragmatically, it's all part of the training. So yeah, Melissa, I would love to carry on this conversation.
Oh, I would as well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And wonderful that it was so beautiful to hear that you're already doing that with the children. So
thank you. Nice to chat with you.
Yes, I'd love.
Thank you, Melissa.
I'm Saf. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Deanna. That was really amazing. And we have a few more questions on the webcast. For example, Joanne, she wrote, will it help chronic shoulder and neck pain due to adhesions? I don't want a shoulder replacement. Will it drain lymph?
Sorry, will it drain lymph? That was the question?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, yes and yes. It will, again, and it's really about addressing the cause sites to the pain, which is also really nice as well, because if your shoulder is really, really sore, and for some people that are in a lot of pain, it's scary to have the idea of putting pressure into an area that has a lot of pain. So what's lovely is we can address the area from a distance and work our way toward the pain, especially when we get into the neck, because people feel that the neck is such a fragile area. I really don't see it as being fragile. I mean, if you think about what the neck does, carrying this big globe around all the time. And I think I was watching a Dr. Oz, and he said, you know, the neck in perfect alignment weighs about 10 pounds. Once it falls out of alignment, it can be a force of up to 100 pounds of pressure to the muscles of the upper back and neck. So it's the force and the pressure, but that's where fascia kicks in. And it's so incredibly powerful, the tension that gets created. So as we work from a distance, we help to improve the alignment of the rib cage, which is going to benefit both the shoulder and the neck. And same as everything else, if the lymph nodes have adhesion, then they don't get proper amounts of blood and oxygen flow, so they can't do their job as well either. And also, with our starter program, ever since the beginning of the pandemic, we are gifting to everybody my 2-hour breast and lung health virtual intensive. So everybody gets that signs up just for the basic starter program. And basically, we get right into the breast tissue, into the rims, and into the armpits to really improve the lymphatic flow to support breast health, as well as just general health in the body. So that's been a real blessing for people that have had COVID, that have been struggling with any issues in their lungs or with any breast issue at all. It's lovely. So that's also part of what you receive, and you would definitely find improvements with that.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you, Deanna. And also thank you, Joanne, for your question. And we have a feedback from Tanis Hoffman from Victoria. Block therapy can really help with everything. I am currently learning directly with Deanna to become a therapist, and I am learning so much, and specifically how to see fascia and its patterns. I am so excited by my own results and the results in those I am taking through the program, and my opportunity to remind others how to listen to themselves and hear the messages coming from their body. this is an amazing practice and a tool for me to access and to heal my own body. And now with the teacher training and therapy training, I look forward to bring this to as many people as I can. Listening to hear our own body and the messages it has for us is such a powerful tool.
Thank you, Tanis. So nice to see you on the call here. I think we're having our assessment training call on Friday. So Tanis has been an absolute joy to work with. Tanis is going to be an extremely powerful teacher and therapist. She is amazing at seeing the body. And that's another really nice part about this practice as well. From the teacher perspective, you learn on yourself. So all the people in my program, I call them fascia masters. The definition of a master is somebody that spends a minimum of 10,000 hours doing one particular thing. And as people on this journey, that's what we do. We spend time on the block. So for the teachers, it's lovely because you learn through experiencing it in your own body. And then you simply know. It's not a process where you are forced to sit reading books and reading. It's following along, exploring in your own body, feeling and applying. So that's the beautiful part of it. It's not a big brain game. It's a doing and a sharing. And that's the really nice piece about the university is that you become the expert simply by the doing. Thanks, Tanis.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you, Tanis, for your feedback. And thank you, Diana. We still have 5 minutes left. Can we take one more question?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm enjoying it very much.
Okay. Wonderful. Leanne from Sydney, she wrote, is this practice useful for someone who has a few joint replacements?
Yes. We have many people in our community that have had hip replacements, knee replacements, fusions in their spine, like pretty much anything. Absolutely. Again, with anything like that, it's always just nice to reach out directly to the community or to have a teacher there so that you can be connecting with them. So as questions come up along the way, they're there to support and guide you. So absolutely. There's really no contraindications. The only thing is if you're pregnant, we just avoid certain areas. So again, if you're wanting to take this through your pregnancy, we just avoid working directly in the abdomen. But otherwise, there's really nothing stopping you from beginning the process. And in that starter program, you are instructed on how to do this safely. And if things become too much from that starter program, that's really an indicator to reach out. We're so connected to everybody. It's easy to connect and to find us. So you're never left on your own to do anything. And if additional support is required, there's always somebody there to provide that for you so that we can make sure you're navigating this properly. In fact, let me just sort of share Gary Sharp, one of our members from the UK. He has Parkinson's disease and he has his own platform called Outthinking Parkinson's. So he started with this about a year and a half ago and he's done phenomenally well, but he had to take it very slow because he would dive in and then he had so much toxicity from the meds that he had taken over his lifetime that he had to slow things down. So he did through just communicating and sharing the experience and then getting some feedback and guidance. And that's what we're here to do. So if that starter basic program is too much, that's where, you know, we're always available to pull it back a little bit and guide you slowly so that you can work your way up to there. And then once you get through there, then there's so many more programs and different applications that you can use this for.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Diana. And thank you, Leanne, for your question. So Diana, really, really grateful to you for all the information. It was really inspiring. And the guidance you gave to the audience, it was really, really amazing. So I'm so grateful to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to be here. I just absolutely enjoyed that immensely.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Diana. And also thank you so much, everyone, for being here, sharing with us this space and experience. And also thank you for those of you who asked their questions. And again, I highly recommend that you sign up to get the free ebook, Fascia Decompression, The Missing Link in Self-Care. And you can get it by visiting the link blocktherapy.com/newsletter or yourdivineuniqueness.com/Diana, DEANNA, or also by clicking the free gift button, which is on the webcast page or later on the replay page. So with that, everyone, I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you.
If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com, YOUR, divine, DIVINE, uniqueness, UNIQUENESS.com.